it do, what it do. Welcome to the Mixin Podcast, the best show for content creators, mixer and Twitch streamers, and anyone interested in live streaming. See you on the other side. It's your dude, JT for real though. Welly, if it isn't my favorite people out there, what it do, how's it going, my friends? What it do, it is your homie JT for real though, and I am biggity back, son, coming at ya, son. I'm coming at you, son. For real dough style, JT style, what it do? So it is now after Thanksgiving, yeah, what the freak am I talking about? No, Sunday, Easter Sunday, my dudes. It is now past Easter Sunday, and just so you guys have a little, you know, vibe or barometer or measurement as to what day it is, or what part of the year it is, in case you're catching this a day from now, a week from now, or a year from now. But it is 2019, right after Easter, and I am saying hello to all you, my friends. I know it has been a little bit of time, and JT, why you do this? Why did you do this? Why you do this? You did it. You did the bad thing, sir. You're a bad man. You're a bad man. And I have never forgive you, JT, for taking so long in between these past episodes when you promised, sir. Well, I didn't promise, but you almost promised, sir, that you would have a more continual and, you know, regular day-to-day or weekly, preferably weekly, but I don't know, podcast schedule. But I'm sorry, I am back. That's all I can say. That is all I can say about this. Good sir. I said good day. Sir, I said good day. So all I can say is my bad, guys. I'm sorry that it has been way too long. I honestly don't know the exact amount of time it has been. Weeks, months. Well, I don't know, not much longer than that. But still, long ass time. Way too long. Totes uncool. JT, spankings and dark, hard glances, sir. Hard glances my way. I deserve a hard glance, or maybe even two. So, consider myself hard glanced. I'm glancing very hard right now at the mirror. Oh, I'm pissed. Angry JT. JT, I'm really angry. So anyway, my friends, I love you all, and I am back, and I want to chat about some stuff. I want to talk about some of these new changes, these new things that are going on with me, talk about some of the ideas I have, a lot of things going on. I've been hyper busy with life stuff, you know what I mean? Just like, you know, getting that chatter, you know what I mean? You know, normal shitty stuff, you know, driving on, you know, trying to do my thing, trying to make things happen that way, keep money flowing, make sure your bills are paid and all that jazz. So the stream has been going strong, I mean, going really well. I'm past a good 100 or so past 8,000 now, so I'm doing good on that. 8,000 followers on Mixer, and that's rocking. We finally passed that threshold. We were kind of sitting on the cusp for a long time. But no one wants to just hear about my, you know, that's. I mean, I know we like to touch upon, you know, my numbers and stuff, but that's not what this is about. So I'm happy about that. That's groovy. That's cool. But there's a lot of things going on, you know, with Mixer. Like that, it sucks because there's been such a long period of time. There's a lot of things I didn't touch upon. Some things might be a little bit stale already, so I apologize. Like the Embers program, it's already been a couple of weeks out, maybe a month or whatever now. So it's been out, but it was very cool, and I've been a part of it. I was one of the 1,000. For anybody that doesn't know what I'm talking about, 1,000 people on Mixer that aren't partnered are allowed to accept Embers, which is like the currency that's paid for, and as long as you get, I think, over $50 worth of whatever, you get cut like a gift card or something. But either way, it's pretty cool. It's just something that's going on in Mixer I kind of want to talk about. It just shows that maybe the reason why I wanted to bring it up is, yeah, it's kind of a cool little thing. It might not even matter. You kind of have to make sure you have a lot of, because if people don't already know about it and aren't used to it, it's kind of hard for just like, you know, it's hard to go, okay, random. I mean, obviously your community and the people that are already a part of your thing are going to want to, you know, contribute and support and stuff. But other than that, it's difficult to like without advertising. And it's not something, without it being something that's going to stay on, like I know that it only lasts a month or two or whatever, it's not something I wanted to create like an advertisement for or create something cool in the stream for or whatever and promote it, which, you know, maybe that's to my, you know, my fault. Maybe I should. But point is, it's kind of cool because it might just mean that Mixer is at least thinking along the lines of, hey, there's a lot of non-partnered people out there that are trying to take the next step. And maybe it would help them. Like, I know for my, like, you know, money-wise, I guess, is one of the big things. Monetarily, it's like, I've gone up and down, and even down since, like, you know, months ago streaming. And, of course, that has to do with my consistency and stuff like that. But I know the stream used to pay for itself very easily. And, you know, maybe there'd be a little bit extra to do something neat. Like, okay, cool, now I have a website because there was an extra $50, you know, this month or whatever, this stuff like that. Now it's got to the point where most things come out of my pocket, which, you know, it's not a complaint, but it shows that when you dip off a bit, you know, everything really dips, you know, and can dip hard. And bringing yourself up, I mean, it's like, you know, this is probably a bad way to describe this, but it's like, you know, a pull-up, you know, you're doing a pull-up on a pull-up bar, you know, and you're pulling yourself up, and yeah, man, getting up there is tough. You get up there, but you know, once you're there, you know, and then you let go, and you go down, and yeah, that's like the easiest thing in the world, right? But if you stop yourself kind of halfway, it's not as hard to kind of pull yourself back up, but it's always difficult. Now, if you let yourself fully extend all the way, it's like, you know, you're basically starting over, and it's just that much more difficult. So, although it's always in the same motion, that's why I'm referring it to that, it's like the longer that little bit of time, even if it's just a small bit of time, that you kind of dip off, the results and the push that you need to do afterwards to bring yourself back to that level has been, at least for me, very challenging. Very, very challenging. Lots of hard work. And it's not even as much of hard work as much as making sure the work or the time that you spent, because sometimes it's fun, you know, it's hard to say things are work sometimes when it's fun, particularly involving games and stuff, but a lot of times it's about focusing that time, you know, intelligently and usefully, because I find myself doing literally both sides of the coin. I can't even stress. I mean, it's almost embarrassing, but I can't stress how both sides of the coin of spending my time, like, very, you know, like, feeling very, very competent in my time use, feeling very, very, you know, feeling like, okay, I spent, let's say, you know, I go, okay, I'm going to work on a project, and I spend 1 hour on it, let's say, and I'm like, oh, wow, you know, the results, let's say, you know, it doesn't matter, it could be a million different things, whether it's something working on the stream directly, or sound, or whatever, but sometimes you can see direct results right after, and it's like, wow, that's crazy. There's all this stuff I'm going to get out of it. Like maybe the stream is now looks better or it's going to be more entertaining with only 1 hour of work, right? And like I said, that could be anything from adding a funny game or gifts or whatever. And then sometimes I could spend 12, and this is no joke, man, 12 hours, up to 12, you know, let's say 6 to 12. That's a good number. 6 to 12 hours making like a particularly, like, I don't want to say entertaining, but like more like detail is the way to say it, but a particularly detailed video or length of clips, like, you know, clipping them all together, making sure they work all together, sounds and all these things together, but making even just one strong video, whether it's, like I said, a bunch of clips together or one detailed video, that sometimes can take an entire day, you know, a day's work, you know, that's 6 hours or a second day because I couldn't finish. And then I realize I use that, you know, once in a while, or in the end, it's not good enough, or, you know, I don't like it enough, or whatever, and I don't use it at all, and it's just like, whoa, so be paying attention, so the reason why, I know I sound like I'm all over the place, but all these things are things that I've been trying to focus on and get better at, that I've, now that I've taken this kind of big chunk of time off from talking to you guys here on the cast, and streaming as consistently, but, which is groovy, this past month, I'd say, maybe 2 to 3 weeks, maybe 3 weeks or so, yeah, or maybe a little bit more, I've been fairly consistent. This week, of course, Easter has shaken things up a bit, but before that, I've had a pretty darn good continual stream, you know, continual stream schedule that I haven't posted yet that I've been trying to stick to off and on before posting it, so that when I do, I can do my best to stick to it. But all those things have been working really well. I've been playing Ark, which is strange, but that after all, it's funny, after almost a year, like, this is no joke, guys, people had been coming in the stream and asking me about this for so long. I mean, honestly, I can't even count the amount of people. It's hilarious how many, hey, you gotta play Ark? Nah. And dude, this is something I am notoriously, like, cursed with. It's my whole life. I always am like, nah, I don't want to do this, or like kind of against, or like kind of like talking down almost. Not talking down, but not really into something that like you think is gonna be like cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, if let's say you're saying like, here's an example.
Dude, even with, like, movies, like, for example, the movie Wanted, I remember being like, dude, that looks whack. Man, I don't want to see that whack movie. It looks cheesy. What are you talking about? Dude, that still now is still one of my favorite action movies. Like, still. But, like, it just occurs. It's just something that happens to me a lot. People always suggest something a ton of times, say it's awesome, and I'm like, I blow it off, and then it ends up being, like, one of my favorite things. So, it's funny. Ark, same type of thing. People have been saying, you just need to play it, you need to play it, you need to play it. I finally play it, and now I've been, like, addicted to it, playing it like crazy, and that's been my main game. Even to the point of, I'm technically considered an ARC streamer as of right now, because I've streamed that only, and consistently only that, for almost, like, a month now. So, which is cool, don't get me wrong. It's been cool, it's been fun, and this is what I'm kind of excited about, too. This is one of the other things I wanted to talk about. I got a teeny bit of feedback, and that teeny bit of feedback was enough to kind of point out that if I stick with what I'm sticking with, stick with what I'm doing, stick with the game I'm playing, stick with ARC, keep things as they are, keep them consistent, and bring my numbers up just a little bit further, you know, like in the, you know, over in the plus 20s on an every single day basis, which shouldn't be too much hard, you know, too hard. I'm basically almost at that point now, which is great, because at that point, after all this work and all this hard work or whatever, that should be basically my my best way to get partnered and whatnot. But what I think's funny about that is, after all this time, I don't want to say strategy, it's just basically what I found myself doing, because it's not really a strategy, because that's kind of, you need almost a little bit of premeditated, you know. You know what I mean? Strategy essentially needs to be strategized. You know what I mean? So, and that what, there was no strategy, you know, there was no pre-thought to playing Ark. It was just like, hey, it's on the Game Pass, sounds cool, let me give it a shot. Hey, this is a lot like Rust, wait a minute, this is not my alley. Wait, there's two basically ways to play it. Well, there's a few ways to play it, but with the PvE and then PvP. PvP is my style, and then here we go. And then here we are. I've been streaming that, and I feel like it's been awesome. So, I wanted to do this cast to kind of get back into things, let you guys know I'm back to be doing more casts again. Mixon is back. I'm going to be doing, bringing some more guests back and doing all the stuff that we originally had planned and were originally doing. Just basically putting the train back on the tracks. But also talk about the recent stream and what I've been doing lately over the past, you know, like I said, a few weeks, couple, you know, month or so, with ARC and the interworkings of it. And the reason why I say that is, starting off, as you guys know, I started off heavy battle royale, Fortnite, mainstream games, and at the beginning and during the various times during that type of streaming, I've seen crazy successes and then a bunch of crazy lows. You know, things where, you know, I play Fortnite and bam, it explodes and there's 100 people and 100 followers, and it's crazy. And then the next day, you know, I'm streaming to 3 people. And it's like, no matter how things are going, it can be very volatile. And yeah, sure, we know about that. I'm not saying anything new here. But the reason why I'm saying that is, yeah, that's new. That's old news, but that's because I haven't really been doing a lot of brand new things. I've been doing a lot of, like I said, switching to another mainstream game, because after that, I bounced around to some indie stuff, but then I slipped back into the old ways, essentially, like Apex. I played Apex for a long time, and I started playing Blackout for a good month or so before that, and was all the Battle Royale, of course. And Darwin, I touched upon that a little bit, but that almost, you can almost consider that an indie game. You know, I don't even want to consider that a battle royale, but that's my point. So I bounced all around there, and a lot of it was the mainstream stuff. And if you notice, I've noticed this particularly with Apex, Fortnite, and Blackout. when streaming those, for one thing, the directories themselves are extremely difficult and competitive, and much, much more hard to find a foothold in a, in some, you know, and to get some sort of audience out of there. It, that alone is just, that's obvious. And I should have been more, more apt to pay attention to that. But out of just having a good time, that was honest, that's part of it. I was just having a good time playing with the team and having a good time. That was part of what I did, but I spent a lot of time with that, and it slowed my growth extremely, because in that game and in that style, although I'm extremely good, there's other people that are better, and even those people, sometimes you're not even looking for that type of gameplay. You're extreme gameplay. You're looking just for like additional teammates, and I like to play solo. And then Apex came along, so like I said, it bounced around. So then when Apex came around, I was able to at least play with homies more often. But as you guys know, and everybody knows, sometimes when you're playing a game, particularly team games, when like the weak link or people that you don't know or whatever end up being like, you know, being like the reason you lost or whatever, doing that over and over and over and over, that started to detract from the stream as well, because it detracted from like my fun factor, you know, basically the gameplay. It just simply wasn't as fun, because dying because of other people is way more frustrating than losing yourself, because you know it's not that bad, just kind of kicking yourself in the ass being, oh, you screwed up, you know. But it's annoying to have to be like, hey man, you screwed up, you don't know, no one wants to do that, it sucks. So point is that style of gameplay was starting to nick and not really, it was grinding against the stream quality, because of it just, I mean, I was getting a little burnt out with Battle Royale, burnt out with certain types of team gameplay, because I didn't want to say team gameplay, because that's crazy, there's so many different styles to team gameplay, it's insane to think that was like, that's not what I was into, because that's, and I'm glad to say it this way, because with Ark, it shows that that's absolutely not, you know, that's absolutely true, in the sense that some styles make it frustrating, but others work great. Like the tribe gameplay and working together and building and crafting and giving each other, you know, helping each other out with stuff. You know, there's a little bit of a blend. There's some fun to it. And as long as, and since I like to play it kind of organic and I play official, I'm playing official PvP. Guys, anybody who's into Ark and wants to talk about it or play or get into our server and play with us and join up with the tribe and the crew, let us know. Remember, hit me up, hashtag JT for real though, hashtag team for real though. Hit me up anywhere, Twitter, Instagram, doesn't matter. JT for real though, you know how we do. Or the website, forrealdo.com, FareeldoE. So either way, I just want to throw that out there, because Apex has kind of shown me, even though it's like, oh my God, I think I've said Apex bags a few times. I mean Ark. Apex I was talking about before. Yes, I was talking about Apex Legends earlier, but sorry if I've said it a few times by accident, because I might have, but Ark, Survival Evolved, Ark. So, although I'm playing it off the Game Pass, and I'm playing just the beginning stuff, there's an early map, and but essentially the game itself is there, and anybody who doesn't know what this game is or what I'm talking about, a quick little instant, you know, 10-second synopsis, because of, you don't want to hear too much about it. There's a bunch of dinosaurs. You can tame them. You can have them as creatures. It's also a crafting and survival game. Like, you wake up basically naked. You try to make clothing and tools and make a shelter. And then you raid and defend against raids, you know, other people. And then you can actually get allies and all that stuff. And, of course, you can gain some fair bit of strength by joining with a crew and having friends and stuff like that, which is also what I've come to realize is a great benefit. You can gain great benefit in that type of realm just by being a streamer. That's what's really fun. And the world itself, and the fact that it's fun to kind of join together and become part of a tribe and have different kind of tribe, like, positions and stuff, that lends to community in itself. It lends to stream community and stuff like that. So even off and on, I've added a new channel. I mean, it's not like it's bumping or whatever, but I had to add a new channel into my, into my Discord, so that we could talk about Ark there without annoying some of the other homies in there that want to use it for regular stuff. So point is it's kind of cool that organically kind of snuck its way into Discord, and those little things I notice, and I like that, because it just shows that it organically is starting to grow its own little slight community. I'm starting to see people that every stream now that I've never met before, but now kind of like, oh cool, nice, we're on, we can play Ark together, or even some, and what's even, this is what I really like too, that I've started to notice as well, is even though I've had some people that will come on and be like, oh cool, sweet, let's play, where are you at, okay, I'm gonna help you out here, hey, I got some stuff, or hey, here's our base, or whatever we're doing in the game, sometimes people will come into the stream to play, But sometimes even people that have already played before with me, like, oh, they've already have a character in the stream, or I mean in the server, sometimes just for the heck of it, like, because they're bored or they're kind of hanging out or they just want to chill or whatever, they'll come to watch that same game that's going on that they're in, even when they're not playing. And that is another cool thing I wanted to point out that I really like. That's the psychology of it, and just the entertainment value of it. Like, that's, I like that. I didn't think about the fact that, oh yeah, you might find a lot more interest watching a game world, right? Or even the people playing in a game world that you're actively playing in, but really might not want to play that moment or day. Or maybe you're on your phone at work and you can't play. There's, you know what I'm saying? Think about it like that. Like, and I was even thinking about this myself, you know. Let's say I'm playing it's kind of like having a like a surveillance on a game that you know that has offline play, like Ark, because you can get attacked. For anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about, you can be attacked and things can happen to your base and all that stuff when you're not there and you're here in real life, like you're at work, whatever, sleeping or whatever. Someone can get you. That's a part of it. That's part of the game. So, you know, some people play on servers that can't happen, and I like to play it organic, the stock version of the game, so that I just deal with it, you know. So either set up traps or hide yourself or whatever, but that's kind of the whole thing. So, well, the reason why I bring that up and explain that a little bit is, imagine if this lends to the stream, because like I said, this is something I like to talk about, hash it out here, let you guys feel my ideas, and then bring them to life more and more during the streams. So here's something I've been playing with. So let's say I'm going to use myself as an example. So this is a faster way to explain this. Myself. Let's say I'm playing all day, have a good time, have my team, and my crew is actively building our town. Or, I mean, not our town, but our base, right? And I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to head out. I got to go hang out. I'm not going to be here, but I'm going to be somewhere where I have my phone, right? I'm in the car with Missy, but she's driving or something like that, whatever, right? And I'm like, okay, guys, but I gotta go, guys. But all of a sudden, 2 hours go by, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I really wanna know what's going on. Or more importantly, let's say this. Someone hits me up on Discord and is like, hey, shoot, check this out. There's something kind of wild going on. Okay, cool. Couple buttons later, bam, turn on Mixer, bam, turn on the stream. Turn on a stream. Let's say it's, okay, I guess it's funny. I guess for in this example, I'm not the best example because I'm not gonna turn my own stream on. But that's hilarious. But you get what I'm saying. Let's just say someone else on the team is streaming it. So, bam, turn the stream on, and I'm able to watch that world, or and that server, and the things that are actively going on in that game that I was playing earlier. You know, so and more importantly, it could be even badass, like someone of your own team, so you actively see like your own base and the things going on. Maybe even a raid that you're like imagine how exciting a raid would be, knowing, oh my god, you know, I gotta be home in an hour, and I can see people attacking my base right now, and my friends fighting, and I can see it on my phone, or on, you know, just imagine that. That, to me, is an experience worth cultivating. And although it may not, it's not, and it can only happen organically, so although you can foster it and prep it, like, you know, start getting your team together, more play as much as possible, start to watch stuff off, those moments when they happen, because that's the magic of that type of game, is those moments that just happen. You know, you don't know, you can't plan them, they just happen. You know, whether you get raided or, you know, whatever, or you raid somebody or find something or whatever happens, those things are crazy. You know, those things are crazy. So I wanted to bring that up because it's just another step. It's another guiding light in the world of streaming, and in this path of trying to figure out how to be better streamers and also how to be better streamers on a personal level. Like, yeah, there's going to be hints and tips and all kinds of nonsense that, or not nonsense, but stuff to talk about that is useful for everybody. But there's a lot of stuff that's only going to be useful for individuals. So, and I think, although this could be useful for a lot of people, this has been a very useful and enlightening, topic right now, but also as it's been happening over the past couple of weeks, I've been very self-aware and aware of these changes, and I really like them. I enjoy them. It's, you know, like I said, things slowed. I don't even want to say they slowed down, because they've basically been the same and then slowly going up. So it's really just going very well. And here's another aspect of it. Since, due to the game having a strong community aspect, a lot of people are people that are old school. They're like, yeah, I've been playing this game for years. You know what I mean? It's, you know, so it's people that aren't just fly by night. It's not Fortnite. Meaning, I use Fortnite for an example a lot, but it's a great example. It's a game, you know, where people are very fly by night. you know, they're 12, it's like a 12-year-old kid that, you know, he's like, hey, what's up? Hey, you're a streamer. I want to play with you. So it's cool. And I can think it's cool and talk to people about it. Oh, wait, you don't want to? Screw you. Peace, next person. And, you know what I mean? And that's fine, but that's how it is. And that's the nature of the beast. And that means the people that you might meet there and the follows that might happen, all that stuff, it usually means they don't stay. You know, they're not, you know what I mean? They're not a part of your crew, you know, or they're not really care about your stream, and they're, you know, they're empty follow. So the point is these lesser mainstream games in the game, like I said, Ark, this new style of streaming that I've been trying has really even introduced me to somewhat of a more, not always, as obviously there's all kinds of different levels, but somewhat of a more mature crowd, a few more mature members, and more importantly, more consistent homies that have been there every single stream, which has been really freaking cool. You know, really cool. And that's happened before with other games, but this is great because this is something I basically started out of the blue and have been trying to create because the game itself lends to really cool clips and stuff like that. That's another benefit for the stream. I thought, wow, this is cool. This is such a great thing that you can go, hey, I can create a raid video. You know, I know myself, I love those raid videos. I'm not much of a YouTube watcher, you know what I mean? Like, just like, you know, like game, you know, vids watcher of YouTube. But man, I could watch me a raid video and it's a damn good time. Like, it's something about it. So knowing that and knowing like the value in that and that I enjoy it, I know my style and my entertainment style, like, you know, being funny and like joking around when I'm attacking guys and talking a little trash and stuff like that. Like, I, that would lend to a raid video. So it just shows. I know time goes by and sometimes a year seems long, some 2 years seems long or whatever, but you keep chipping away because you stumble upon new stuff all the time. Even when it doesn't feel like it. Because I know myself, one of my biggest issues and one of my biggest weaknesses is kind of forgetting. I know this is going to sound a little weird, but it's almost like, you know, after every couple days I wake up and it's like, you know, I kind of forget, you know, what I've been doing, you know. I know it sounds weird, you know. It's like almost like, what? Like, who am I again? Like, I know, and I'm exaggerating. It's not, you know, that's silly. But my point is like, I often feel reset. And not when I don't want it to be. It's not by choice. But I often feel reset. Like, whoa, hey, what projects was I working on? What the heck? Darn it. And, you know, and you feel like you have to start over. Or you're like, you know, even when you don't want to. It's just kind of like, whoa, it's strange. And it's something, you know, that's, and I don't know who else, if other people deal with that type of thing. Maybe it's also a problem with procrastination or something. You know, you forget projects or whatever. I don't know. There's probably a bunch of reasons for it. But my point is this new style of streaming is helping combat certain, you know, weaknesses in my game. And then, you know, like a big weakness has been, you know, the consistency problem. But since I've been playing a game that not only has been cool, and only choosing one game has taken away the old problem of, shoot, what am I going to play, guys? What should I play? Should I play this? Wait, Battle Royale? Oh, I don't want to get out frustrated. Oh, wait, should I do Fortnite? Oh, wait, but, you know, oh, but that's going to be too mainstream, and Mixer's not going to like it when I play Fortnite. You know what I mean? Like, that sucked. Not only does that not good for the stream, but imagine starting off, it's like waking up and starting your day, you know, like angry or something every day. It's gonna shit on your day. It's gonna make things bad. It's the same type of thing. It's like every day, you know, I'm like every day right before the stream, I'm like, ha, what am I gonna stream? How am I gonna do this? What, you know, and it just doesn't work that way. You know, it's a detrimental style for sure. So, you know, it's just something I wanted to kind of bring up because I think that's it's really relevant, really important. And I got to take a quick momentary break. Yeah. Well, I know I didn't want to go crazy too long anyway. I had to take a break. I had to stop for a second. Sorry about that. Sorry for the out of the blue. But I didn't. I. Like I said, this is a half hour. I want to step into this pretty easy, you know, to dip my toe and whatnot, you know, how we do. But yeah, I, you know, just kind of tell you guys the lately, some of the thoughts I had on what's going on now. I didn't want to get too deep. I didn't want to get too ranty. I just wanted to keep things positive, talk about the groove. And that's what's kind of cool. Things have been very positive. Like I said, met a lot of cool homies, have had a lot of new homies in the crew.
It's been cool. Like I said, over 8,000 one hundy, a few more than that. It's pretty sweet. All these things have been going pretty darn good. So we wanted to at least touch base on the podcast. See anybody who's out there who wants, if anybody has some particular things they want to talk about, any episodes they want to touch upon. And I also, since obviously streaming is, there's only so many topics, and you can beat them to death. You can bring in guests and stuff, and we will do that a little bit. That's fine. We will. That's totally fine. We will continually do that. But I was thinking about, this little bit of a break I've had with this amount of time in between episodes. I thought, well, you know what? Maybe if there was another type of another piece of content, because I got a couple different things I've had kind of brewing that I thought about bringing to the table. But maybe another podcast, essentially. Maybe so that, because I know I blend a lot of different things. Like I leave my day to day, like other than things that aren't stream related, or at least that have to do with the topic that I'm talking about that has to do with streaming. I usually, unless it has to do with that, I usually leave most of my daily stuff out of the podcast, and that's cool because it's supposed to be. But I was thinking, not that my daily yada yada is all that entertaining, but maybe it behind the scenes of, like, I feel like some people might find interest in knowing, like, how time is managed, and mismanaged, because I was thinking that too, like, oh yeah, but it'll be embarrassing if I screw this up. And it's like, well, maybe that's the whole point. Maybe show some of the mess up so people can kind of learn from those mistakes, and I can learn from them as well and be more accountable for things, things like that. So if you have any feedback on that type of idea, make sure to hit me up. And if anybody wants to be a guest on the podcast, please feel free to email me, or like I said, hit me up, DM me, slide in my DMs, mate. Hit me up, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, whatever. You know how we are. We know how we do. So, like I said, I didn't want to make this a super long episode, so I will cut this a little bit short. I hope people aren't like, oh man, come on man, you just got back. But like I said, this was kind of impromptu because I wanted to just leap back in, because if I do that, I'll be more apt to continually leap back in every few days or so. So I shall see you all in the next day or so, and I will have much more to talk about then. So I love you all. I'm glad to be back. And remember, as always, if you don't know for real though, get to know for real though. Hey, if you guys like the Mixin' Bits podcast, then please go to forrealdo.com to check out our blog or all kinds of groovy stuff for Team For Real Dough. For Real Dough being FareelDoe. Word up, everybody. And if you want to support the podcast and you enjoy this, just go to Anchor, like a boat, anchor.fm/JT For Real Dough. Word up, my friends, and thanks a lot.